It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
It is here. It has arrived. I'm holding it in my hand. I don't know if you can hear that. The 2023 Bracket Attack field is set and moments away from being unveiled. 64 registrants. First come, first serve. A lot of familiar names. And we will get to the getting in the second segment here today on the show with the unveiling of 2023 Bracket Attack on what is another Hustle Up edition of the show, as tonight is number dose of a pair of doubleheaders for the first four in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. You'll hear it right here on your home for the tournament, 1650 The Fan. 5:30, Fairleigh Dickinson against Texas Southern, a battle of 16 seeds looking to get into the tournament, or the field of 64, I should say. Definitely don't ever tell Fran McCaffrey it's a play-in game, if you remember that. And then Nevada-Arizona State on the backside of that doubleheader around 8 o'clock. That game will get tipped off tonight. So enjoy that, and great games last night. I really enjoyed those. And great work, like always, from our outstanding partners at Westwood One Sports. So looking forward to the rest of the ride here in March. And like I mentioned, 2023 Bracket Attack Selection Show is today. You're listening to it, and I am your host, Colbert. It is a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. However you're tuned in, thanks so much. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page. Type in 1650thefan. You'll find us there on the Zuck machine. Then hammer that like button, and you'll be all set and ready to go. So, all right, here is the plan today. Well, hey, real quick, if you want to email the show, another Hustle Up edition of the show, number to dial. I can't promise I'll pick up, given everything on the agenda today in such a short amount of time, but 319-277-1918, save it in your phone, or 800-913-9479. You get the podcast of this show at 1650thefan.com. Bookmark it and email me. That would be the preferred method of communication today to reach out. Email address, Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, area sports news and scores. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. After we're done there, we'll take our one and only timeout today, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update, as well as a forecast for the rest of this warm Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. We'll come back in the next segment, and we'll get down to it. The selection show, 2023 Bracket Attack field, will be unveiled. And we'll take that right toward the bottom of the hour. We'll get you Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary before we hand the baton once again to our friends at Westwood One Sports for tonight's night two of first four doubleheaders right here on The Fan. So that's the plan, boys and girls. A great night of programming coming up here, and it all starts right now And first, I mean, we got to, right? Have you not heard Aaron Rodgers intends to play for the New York Jets? Yes. The world stopped for a moment earlier today, and I'm not sure what kind of content that people are going to be able to come up with now. Well, it's all hung up. And Aaron Rodgers, I thought, did a credit to him. I was watching, tuned in on Pat McAfee's show. It's where he made the news. And I thought he did a great job of thanking the Green Bay fans, you know, professing his love for them and the franchise, the city, while at the same time taking these very, very subtle digs at the current administration, front office, whatever you want to call it, in Green Bay. And then also, you know, just getting down to brass tacks and unveiling that he does intend to play, and he does intend to play for the New York Jets. But it's a matter of the two teams being able to agree on compensation, and that was a part of the dig, one of the handful of digs that he got in on the Green Bay Packers. And it's on YouTube, so if you want to go watch it, go watch it. And, you know, Rich Eisen and Jim Rome was out today, but Brian Weber did a great job with it. And then, of course, you'll get the reaction tomorrow morning during the Dan Patrick Show between 8 and 11. So that'll be something to look forward to see how Dan and the Danettes react to Aaron Rodgers' announcement today. But I think I speak for many of us that we're kind of glad that we've taken a step forward in this saga. And I'll just leave it at that, because he's gotten enough airtime on this station today, and he'll continue to get enough. And we got big things going down today on the show. So let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Wednesday. The Mississippi Valley Conference held its girls indoor track and field meet last night at the Unidome. Dubuque Hempstead won the meet with 97 points. Western Dubuque was second with 78. Cedar Falls finished narrowly in third with 77.5. Tigers picked up first place finishes in the shuttle hurdle relay, the 4x8 relay, and Paige Pop in the 60-meter hurdles. Omaha Blue of Waukee has been named the Iowa Boys Basketball Gatorade Player of the Year. The 6'8", 210-pound senior forward averaged 22 points and nearly 10 rebounds this past season, leading the Warriors to the Class 4A state semifinals. Blue also averaged 2.5 assists, 2 blocks, and 1.5 steals per game. He's a McDonald's All-American selection. He'll play in that game. He was also selected to be a member of the Nike Hoop Summit Team USA squad. He's ranked number 10 in the country in the class of 2023 by ESPN and committed this past July to Iowa State. As I mentioned, the NCAA basketball tournament underway last night. You heard it right here on The Fan. Those first two of four, first four games, Texas A&M Corpus Christi defeated Southeast Missouri 75-71, and Pittsburgh edged Mississippi State 60-59. Meanwhile, the National Wrestling Championships get underway tomorrow in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The three-day tournament culminates with the finals Saturday night. Iowa State has 8 wrestlers competing, including top seed David Carr at 165. UNI qualified 7 wrestlers, including Parker Keckeisen, the top seed, at 184. Iowa is one of 4 schools sending 10 wrestlers, including top seed Spencer Lee at 125 pounds. Lee can become the first Hawkeye and the 5th wrestler in NCAA history to win 4 Division I national titles this weekend. Sticking with the Hawkeyes, the men's basketball team squares off against Auburn tomorrow in an NCAA first-round tournament matchup in Birmingham, Alabama. The Hawkeyes earn the 8th seed in the Midwest region, Tigers the 9th seed. It's going to be the first meeting between the two programs. Tip-off is at 5:50 tomorrow. For the second consecutive season, Iowa junior guard Caitlin Clark has been named a unanimous first-team All-American by the AP. Iowa's Monica Sinano was named an AP honorable mention. Clark leads the nation with 27 points, 7.5 rebounds, 8 assists per game. Sinano averages 17 points, 6.5 rebounds, while shooting 67% from the field. The UNI women's basketball team is getting ready to host Colorado State in a WNIT opening round game tomorrow night at McLeod Center. That'll tip off at 6. Panthers enter the postseason with a 22-9 record. It's going to be UNI's 5th consecutive appearance in the WNIT and 13th all-time. The winner of tomorrow night's game will advance to the second round and play the winner of Nebraska and Missouri State. UNI redshirt junior Samantha Heyer has been named the Missouri Valley Conference Pitcher of the Week. She picked up a pair of wins as the Panther softball team competed in the Tulsa Invitational. Pitched two complete games and threw in three total for Northern Iowa. In 16 and two-thirds innings, gave up five runs, struck out 22, walked just three, and allowed a stingy 158 opponent batting average. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast, and then the wait is over, folks. We're going to do it. The 2023 Bracket Attack Selection Show, the unveiling of the field, coming up next on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
And it's sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today to find out if you could save hundreds on your car insurance. Aaron Rodgers will likely be wearing the green of a different team next season, saying on the Pat McAfee Show he intends to play and play for the New York Jets. Now those teams trying to work out a deal. The former MVP said he told the Packers last Friday, knowing it was a time for change for everyone.
Packers would like to move on. They've let me know that in so many words. They let other people know that in direct words. Because I still have that fire and I want to play and I would like to play in New York, it's just a matter of getting that done at this point.
Juju Smith-Schuster, the latest wide receiver to leave Kansas City, reportedly signing with the Patriots for 3 years, a total of $33 million. The Bucs may have found Tom Brady's successor, signing Baker Mayfield to a one-year deal at $8.5 million. They also reportedly re-signed Levante David. While Ezekiel Elliott's days in Dallas are over, the Cowboys are releasing the 27-year-old three-time Pro Bowler. Ja Morant suspended 8 games for conduct detrimental to the NBA. I'm Rich Ackerman.
CBS Sports is everywhere, at home, in your car, and of course, on your phone and tablet. Find us on your local affiliate, SiriusXM, Channel 158, or the free Odyssey app.
CBS Sports Radio.
From the Blue Bloods to the Cinderellas, listen to all the madness of March right here on The Fan.
First Maxfield Mutual Insurance provides protection for your home or farm you can afford, all backed by friendly hometown service. Their staff knows the area, and for over 150 years, Cedar Valley residents have counted on them for quality protection for farm mutual insurance. Contact First Maxfield Mutual, a Grinnell Mutual member, for all your insurance needs.
First Maxfield Mutual, our strength is your security.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much. So call your local 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
For 157 years, the Family YMCA of Blackhawk County has been delivering community impact programs just for you. The YMCA offers over 50 fitness classes a week with certified instructors to inspire you. Gymnasiums, track, weight rooms, wellness center, sports, and aquatics, all for a healthier you. Don't forget that childcare is also available. Come see our friendly staff and updated facilities and get one step closer to your fitness goals. The Family YMCA, strengthening the foundations of our community.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
Iowa State will meet Pitt in the NCAA tournament in Greensboro on Friday after Pitt advanced from the first four with a 60-59 upset win over Mississippi State as a 2.5-point underdog. Iowa State opens as a 4-point favorite, 130.5 the total. Xavier, the favorite out of that group of four to advance to the Sweet 16 at plus 105, followed by Iowa State at plus 165. Coming up on Thursday in Birmingham, it's Iowa, a 1-point dog against the Auburn Tigers. Friday in Albany, it's Drake, a 2.5-point underdog against the Miami Hurricanes, a total 147 at MVP Arena. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast.
lows dip down to about 41. Tonight, under overcast skies, winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 45. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 19. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 52.
Oh, yes, it is that time. It has arrived, boys and girls. Welcome to the 2023 Bracket Attack Selection Show. I am your host, Colbert. The first 64 lucky registrants for the competition will now hear their names read in accordance, region by region, with the seeds and teams. And we begin in the South region, top left of your brackets. Top seed Alabama goes to Kyler Sillman. Kyler Sillman, top seed in the South, Alabama. The 16th seed, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, got the big W last night, goes to Brett Engel. The 8th seed, Maryland, goes to Josh Reekers. Taking on Josh Reekers with the 9 seed, West Virginia, Kyle Taylor. We move on to our next matchup, the 5 seed, San Diego State. We're in the South region, the 5 seed, San Diego State, goes to Gabriel Benson. Taking on Gabriel Benson in the 5-12 game, the 12 seed, Charleston, goes to Curtis Smith. Next up, a 4-13 matchup. The 4 seed Virginia, the Cavaliers, go to Grant Diamond. Meanwhile, the 13 seed Furman goes to Brian Schmidt. Next up, a 6-11 matchup, just west on I-80. Creighton, former UNI coach Greg McDermott. The Blue Jays, the 6 seed, go to Thomas Levens. They take on 11 seed NC State. That 11 seed goes to Terry Mount. Next up, a 3-14 in the South. The Baylor Bears, a 3 seed, go to Sean Stern. Sean Stern, the 3 seed with Baylor, will take on 14 seed. The Gauchos, Jim Rome's alma mater, UCSB, California, Santa Barbara. The 14 seed goes to Chad Schmadicki. Next up, the 7-10, Mizzou, the 7 seed, goes to Casey Hoffer. And the 10 seed, Utah State, goes to Mike Prudell. Finally, in the South, the 2 seed, Arizona, Doug Cheverny. It might be Doug Cheverny. My apologies, Doug. You won't be the only name I butcher, but you got the 2 seed, Arizona, in the South. The 15 seed, Princeton, goes to Brad Folk. The full bracket will be available after the show at 1650thefan.com. So if I mispronounce your name, or maybe you're just tuning in, make sure you visit the website. We go to the East region next. The top seed, Purdue, goes to Anthony Barumez. Or Barumez. Again, Anthony, I'm here to read teams and names and butcher a lot of names. The top seed, Purdue, in the East, goes to Anthony Barumez. Meanwhile, the 16 seed will figure out who it is tonight here on The Fan when Fairleigh Dickinson takes on Texas Southern, goes to Tyler Moran. We go to the 8-9 matchup in the East. Memphis, Penny Hardaway's Memphis Tigers. The 8 seed goes to Jim Scott. They take on a 31-3 Florida Atlantic team that is the 9 seed in the East. That goes to Clint Murdy. Next up, a 5-12 that's much anticipated. The Duke Blue Devils go to Tyler Brown. Tyler Brown will take on the 12 seed Oral Roberts, which goes to Brett Meller. That's a good 12 seed, Brett. Next up, the 4-13, the 4 seed Tennessee. The Volunteers go to Travis Stainbrook. The 13 seed Louisiana, Drew Castings. All right, a 6-11 up next in the East. Kentucky taking on Providence. The 6th seed Kentucky goes to Tim Bruno. Meanwhile, the 11th seed Providence Friars go to Keith Adams. A 3-14 matchup. Kansas State, great season in the Big 12, taking on Montana State, the 3 seed. Kansas State Wildcats go to Thomas Benedict, while the 14 seed Montana State goes to Adam Charlie. A Power 5 matchup next as 7 seed Michigan State takes on 10 seed USC. The 7 seed Michigan State Sparty goes to Eric Van Sickle. The 10 seed, the USC Trojans, go to Ryan Kleich. And finally, in the East region, the 2 seed Marquette. A lot of people liking Shaka Smart's team. That goes to Matt Reekers. While the 15 seed Vermont goes to Bill Fratsky. We move to the other side of the bracket, the Midwest region. We start with the top seed there, Houston. Houston, the top seed, goes to Michael Wells. The 16 seed, Northern Kentucky, goes to Paul Keller. Good luck, Paul. You're going to need it. The 8-9 matchup, of course, Iowa against Auburn. The Iowa Hawkeyes go to Jason Mallon. Taking on Jason will be Bruce Buller with the 9 seed, Auburn. Next up, another matchup of interest in the state, a 5-12 Miami taking on Darren DeBreeze's Drake Bulldogs. The Miami Hurricanes go to Terry Fisher. The 12 seed Drake Bulldogs go to Mark Fleming. A 4-13 Indiana, the 4 seed. Kent State, the 13 seed. Jordan Payne, you are the 4 seed. In the Midwest region, Indiana. Kent State goes to Justin Udy, the 13 seed. A 6-11 up next. Iowa State, yet another matchup of interest, of course, taking on 11 seed Pitt. Shane Ebaugh, you are the 6 seed Iowa State. Brandon Rogers, you are the 11 seed Pittsburgh. A former champion of this contest gets the 3 seed Xavier. Andy Moran, you have the 3 seed Xavier. You take on Eddie Derafield, who has the 4 seed Kennesaw State. Texas A&M, the 7 seed, J.R. Friedhoff, takes on Penn State, the 10 seed, Brooke Fish. And finally, in the Midwest region, 2 seed, Eric Woodward. You get Texas. Eric Woodward, you take on the 15 seed, Colgate, which is Mary Schulte. And finally, in the West region, the 1 seed, Kansas, with Dollar Bill Self, perhaps rejoining the sideline in Des Moines tomorrow. Top seed Kansas goes to Lucius Hilliard. Lucius Hilliard will take on Chris Scherz, who has the distinct pleasure of the 16 seed Howard. In the 8-9 matchup, it's not Kansas, it's Arkansas. Coach Musselman's Arkansas Razorbacks. The 8 seed goes to Gene Peterson, while the 9 seed, Illinois, goes to Adam Peterson. In the 5-12 matchup in the West, the St. Mary's Gales, the 5 seed, go to Tom Roberts. While the 12 seed, VCU, another good matchup, goes to Scott Gurris. Scott Gurris, VCU, the 12 seed in the West. A 4-13 up next, UConn, the 4 seed, goes to Andrew Gissel. The 13 seed goes to Kyle Everts. Everybody's favorite head coach, Rick Pitino, and Iona, the 13 seed. And finally, got to wrap this up quick. The 6 seed, TCU, Lon Wilkerson. 11 seed, Justin Mullen, the winner of tonight's first 4 game between Arizona State and Nevada. The 3 seed, Scott Connolly, goes against 14 seed Chuck Sipple in the Gonzaga Grand Canyon matchup. The 7-10 matchup, Northwestern Boise State, Dave Olson, the 7 seed, Sean Fleming, the 10 seed. And finally, UCLA, the 2 seed, goes to Jeremy Schlater. Takes on UNC Asheville, the 15 seed. That is Josh Galvin. There you have it, everybody. Podcast will be available if you want to hear it back. This bracket going up online right now as I sign off. So refresh the page, and you'll see it probably in the next 5 or so minutes. Thanks for playing. Good luck to everybody. Enjoy the basketball. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.